CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 17th of August 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Read daily updates from the RSGB's Yota Summer Camp team. Women in Amateur Radio panel to be held at RSGB convention in October. RSGB Awards Manager announces a new awards series. This year's Youngsters on the Air Summer Camp begins tomorrow, Monday the 18th of August, and the RSGB is sending a team of four young members to take part. Yota camps are an amazing opportunity for young people to operate the latest amateur radio equipment, take part in construction activities and make international friendships. The Society will be keeping you up to date with the group's progress by sharing daily updates and photos. This year's camp is taking place near Paris and is being organised by RAF, the French National Amateur Radio Society, and the IARU. Read the daily blog updates by visiting rsgb.org/Yota-camp and selecting Yota Paris 2025 from the right-hand menu. The Society will also be sharing updates via its Facebook and X channel. If you'd like to get involved with getting young people on the air, why not participate in Yota Month in December 2025? If you'd like to host special call sign GB25YOTA, or if you'd like to find out more, email the Yota Month coordinator Jamie M0SDV via yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. The list of confirmed speakers for this year's RSGB convention continues to grow, with a further round of names released. If you haven't already purchased your tickets, be sure to book online now to secure your place and watch Dan McGraw, M0WUT, explain PCB design for low-voltage switch mode power supplies. You'll also be able to get an insight into what has been learnt from Solar Cycle 25 with a presentation by the chairman of the RSGB Propagation Studies Committee, Steve Nichols, G0KYA. The Society has also confirmed that RSGB Radcom Technical Editor Peter Duffett-Smith, GM3XJE, will be presenting a lecture on the importance of understanding the input impedance of your transmitter. The IRTS Youth Officer Anna Canisares, EI5IXB, will be sharing her experience of getting young people in Ireland involved in amateur radio. In addition, the RSGB has announced that it will be holding a Women in Amateur Radio panel discussion. This exciting session will highlight five women who enjoy different aspects of amateur radio and will discuss the various opportunities, challenges and potential barriers that might exist in engaging more girls and women into amateur radio. Find out more about these thought-provoking presentations by going to rsgb.org/convention and selecting RSGB 2025 Convention Speakers from the right-hand menu. The convention takes place between the 10th and 12th of October and is a must-do on every amateur's calendar. The RSGB Awards Manager has introduced a new awards series for amateur radio contacts with stations all across UK country and Crown Dependency prefixes. The Worktal UK and Crown Dependency prefixes award offers several different subsets with rules varying slightly for each. The idea is for the award is put forward as a way of encouraging or tapping into intra-UK activity, as well as encouraging contact with UK amateurs. Get involved with this new award by going to rsgb.org/awards and selecting Worktal UK and Crown Dependency from the right-hand menu. You can find details of other awards offered by the Society in the same link. National Coding Week takes place during the third week of September and the RSGB is dedicating the whole of the month to amateur radio and coding activities. This year, the Society has created two new activities for you to try. Both build on worksheets it shared in previous years. However, you don't have to have done those first. The Python Rocket Morse activity has been developed by the RSGB maker champion Tom Wardill 2E0JJI and is a low-cost opportunity to learn some Morse and programming together. The exercise will cover using BBC Microbit V2 and the more advanced Python programming instead of the previous block programming mode. It's intended as a gentle introduction to both Python and small computer programming and can be done without any previous knowledge of the microbit. You can download the full instructions by going to rsgb.org/coding and selecting Python Pocket Morse from the right-hand menu. The other new activity is the LoRa Balloon Challenge, as well as the manual which guides you through the process of building your own LoRa tracker and seeing how far your signal can reach. The Society has released a video in which Fraser MM0EFI demonstrates the process. But find both on the RSGB website under LoRa-Balloon. International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend started at 0001 UTC on Saturday the 16th and ends at 2400 UTC today the 17th of August, of course. The event usually attracts more than 500 lighthouse entries located over 40 countries. Find out more and to view a list of participating stations, visit illw.net. This year's British Inland Waterways on the Air event will run from Saturday the 23rd until Monday the 25th of August. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes or reservoirs for work or recreation. To find out more, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group site nharg.org.uk and follow the By Water 2025 link. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk not later than 10 a.m. on the Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events, today the 17th, Finningley Amateur Radio Society Rally opens its doors at 10 a.m. More details available at g0ghk.com. Also today, the 17th, the West Manchester Club Radio Club Red Rose Summer Rally takes place at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN72PJ, from 10 a.m. More information available by following the Red Rose Rally tab at wmrc.co.uk. Sunday the 24th, Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place at Heron's Lodge Guide Activity Centre, Bradwell Road, Loughton Lodge, Milton Keynes. Free on-site parking, catering and disabled facilities are available. Entrance fee £3. The doors open to the public from 9 a.m. More information, mkars.org.uk/mkrally. Also on Sunday the 24th, the Torbay Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place at Newton Abbott Racecourse. Doors open 10 a.m, £3 to get in. More on torbayars.org. Special event news, Leicester Radio Society is active as GB8OVJ until tomorrow the 18th, marking the 80th anniversary of VJ Day. The station is operating on the HF 2 meter and 70 cems band. Operators are using CW Phone, FT4, FT8, SSTV and RITI. More information at qrz.com. 4U0ITU is the call sign in use by the International Amateur Radio Club at ITU headquarters in Geneva. Station is active in celebration of the 160th anniversary of the International Telecommunication Union, QSL via logbook of the world and OQRS. DX News, Steve ZL2KE is active as E51KEE from Rarotonga, that's OC0013, on the Cook Islands until tomorrow the 18th of August. He's operating CW some SSB on the 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL direct to IK2DUW, QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook and Logbook of the World. Phil, C21TS, is active in Nauru until September 25. He has made over 83,000 QSOs so far, and he hopes to reach 100,000 before leaving the island. Recently, the station was spotted on the HF bands using FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World and OQRS. Contest news, Tuesday the 19th, RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest. Runners 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 23 SEMS band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 21st, 70 MHz UK activity contest. Runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 4 metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 24th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last weekend was characterised by unsettled geomagnetic conditions caused by a massive coronal hole on the Sun. At one point, the KP index got up to 6 with a corresponding decrease in maximum usable frequencies. In fact, the Daubes digisonde failed to record much at all over a 6-hour period. Luckily, that disruption had passed by Monday the 11th as the ionosphere started to get back to normal. Meanwhile, the solar flux index reached a peak of 153 on the 10th before dropping back to 140 on Thursday the 14th. There have been numerous C-class solar flares and 10 M-class events over the past 5 days, but nothing of note. The MUF over a 3,000-kilometre path exceeded 24.9 megs at times, but generally has been between 21 and 24 megs. Another coronal hole is Earth-centric at the moment and could cause some disruption with increased KP indices by tomorrow the 18th or Tuesday the 19th. HFDX has been good at times, with the standout station being TTT in Western Kiribati. The station has been worked on many bands, including 20, 15 and 10 metres, using CW as well as FT4 and FT8. After 2 weeks, there'll be just one operator who is there until mid-September, so you have plenty of time to work him. Stanley, AH6KO in Hawaii, has been spotted on the 15-metre bands using CW. This is a relatively rare opportunity and good for anyone chasing their Worked All States award. A little closer to home is Henri OJ0JR in Market Reef, who has been easily workable on the 30-metre band using FT8. Get in quick, though, he is only there until tomorrow the 18th. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the 140 to 150 range. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for tomorrow the 18th until Wednesday, probably caused by the coronal hole mentioned above. Better conditions are predicted for the 23rd to the 27th, with a maximum KP index of 3. Now VHF and up. Last week's propagation highlights were SSB and CW QSOs between the UK and Las Canarias on both the 23 and 13 centimetre bands between G4GLT, EA8D, MFED8BRZ and EB88YA. There may be more tropo next week with high pressure close to or over the British Isles. However, at this time of the year, any tropo will be due to temperature inversions. These can be at the surface and especially persistent over water, so look for marine paths across the North Sea or up the east coast to Scotland. Other potential good marine paths might be across the Channel or Biscay to Spain and beyond. The hot days of high summer break down these surface inversions over the land during the day, so if your station is inland, your best chances of tropo in summer will often be overnight and until mid-morning. Inversions can be elevated in the region of the high pressure, say between 1 and 2 kilometres above ground, giving good DX prospects that are not affected by the heating of the summer day. In this high pressure period, it's much more likely to be surface inversions that drive the tropo. There will be little rain in prospect except for parts of Ireland, South Wales and South West England, where a few thundery showers are possible. However, these will not be particularly good for rain scatter. There continue to be some aurora alerts, so monitor the KP index, and if it's rising to, say, 6, try beaming north on the 10, 6, 4 and 2 metre bands in turn to see if there are any genuine auroral signals coming back. Lastly, the sporadic e-season is coming into its closing weeks. 10 metres is a good band to check first. If sporadic e is very short skip there, try moving up to 6 metres or beyond for a strong event. Digital modes are best, so use these to get clues as to where CW and SSB paths might show up next. Meteor scatter operators have been very busy during the Perseids meteor shower. Perseids should provide some activity in the coming weeks. Moon declination is positive and rising until Tuesday the 19th, so moon window lengths and peak elevation will follow suit. Path losses are rising again as we are now past perigee. 144 meg sky noise is low to moderate all week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me until next week.